们向主主的心能够有个更迫切的心。
And because of the time, we do desire that we have a greater desire for him.
很显然的，主来的日子实在是非常的接近。
Because indeed, the time of his return is very near.
早晨在我心里面的一个意念呢，是盼望和弟兄姊妹们来温习两节圣经是非常熟悉的。
The thought that I have this morning to share with brothers and sisters is a reminder, something that all, two verses that all brothers and sisters are very familiar with.
我盼望主借着这个话来给我们一同彼此的勉励。
And so through God's word, may we mutually encourage one another.
请弟兄姊妹翻到以弗所书第一章。
Shall we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1?
以弗所书第一章我们要看的是十五到十七节。
We will read Ephesians 1 verse 15 through 17.
以弗所书第一章十五到十七节翻到了，就请大家听我念。
We will read Ephesians 1:15 through 17. Once you're there, please listen. I will read it.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督神。荣耀的父叫那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,May give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you may truly know him.
好，我们再一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you with all our hearts.
每一次我们能够靠着你儿子来到你的面前，的确是我们想到我们所蒙了何等大的恩典。
Every time we come before you through our Lord Jesus, we realize how great of a grace we have received.
父，我们是何等样的人，竟然能够成为你的儿女。
What kind of people we are that we have now become your children.
我们也得与众圣徒同国同在神的家里面。
And together with all your children in your kingdom, we can become, we are in your house.
并且我们能够因着你的话语常常的被规模被建立。
And through your words, we can often be built up together.
因此早晨我们再一次来到面前，我们同心来仰望你。
So together, as we gather this morning, we look to you.
愿你这位说话的神早晨在我们心灵的当中再向我们说话。
May you, a God who speaks, once again speak to us.
你按着我们的需要来开明我们心中的眼睛。
And according to our need, please open up the eyes of our hearts.
你来恩待你的教会。
Please give us grace to your church.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我想以弗所书对很多弟兄姊妹们都非常的熟悉。
The book of Ephesians is a very familiar book to all of us.
并且我相信过去大家不少的弟兄姊妹们都听过魏弟兄给我们交通过以弗所书。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters we've heard Brother Wei share with us regarding Ephesians.
在这以弗所书里面，我们都知道说有两个非常重要的祷告。
And we know that in the book of Ephesians, there are two important prayers.
我们刚才所读的这两节圣经就是在这一章里面的第一个的祷告。
The verses we just read is the very first prayer in this book.
保罗在第一章里面，圣灵把他这个祷告记下来。
And so the Holy Spirit recorded down Paul's prayer here.
到了第三章又给我们看见他的另外一个祷告。
And in chapter 3, we see the second prayer.
我们晓得这两个祷告呢是非常重要的祷告。
We know that these two prayers are very important prayers.
因为保罗这两个祷告的里面，让我们看见启示与得着启示的重要。
Because in these prayers we see the importance of revelation and obtaining revelation.
在这里，他给我们看见他的祷告，让我们看见说我们需要得着神的启示。
And in these prayers we see that we need to gain the revelation from God.
他说求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示灵赏给你们。
He says, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
可以简单说我们的弟兄在那里为着教会的祷告。
You can simply say that our brother is praying for the church.
乃是要求他们，是盼望他们能够得着这个属灵的启示。
That they may have spiritual revelation.
而在第三章的里面，我们看见他的祷告。
And then we can see his prayer in chapter 3.
乃是求神叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
He prays that our inner man may be strengthened.
好叫神一切所充满的能够充满我们。
So that all that fills the Father may also fill us.
也可以说叫神自己来充满我们。
That is to say, He himself will fill us.
我们能够简单说在第一个祷告的里面。
And simply put in this prayer.
那是盼望我们的得着这个的启示。
It is so that we may gain revelation.
而在第三章里面的祷告。
And then the prayer in chapter 3.
乃是要叫我们能够带进这个启示的实际的里面。
That we can bring in the reality of this revelation.
我们不单只要得着这个启示。
Not only do we want to gain revelation.
而同时我们应该也被带进神所启示于我们的属灵的实际。
But at the same time, we want to enter into the reality of the revelation that God wants to give us.
当保罗在这里想到神的儿女们，
and so when here Paul is speaking of the saints,
他在那里为着他们祷告，
and he is praying for them.
我们可以说，为什么保罗那样子的关切在那里为着神儿女们祷告呢？
We can ask, why is Paul caring for the people of God that he's praying for them.
也许我们说保罗的确是一个爱教会关心神的教会的一个仆神的仆人。
Yes, we can say Paul is a servant of God, one who cares for the people of God.
很自然的他总是常常为着神的儿女们祷告的。
And so very naturally he is praying for the people of God.
这显然是个事实。
And so yes, we find that this is a fact.
因为在保罗十三封书信的里面，
In the 13 epistles of Paul,
每一封书信你都看见主。
And we see this happening in every epistle.
他总是在那里来显出他对神儿女的关心。
He is showing his concern and care for God's people.
并且没有一封书信他不在那里不为着神的教会，为着神的儿女们祷告。
He is praying unceasingly for every single church in every letter.
他的确是一个关心神教会的神的仆人。
He is a servant of God who cares for the church of God.
这的确是给我们每一个侍奉神的人一个非常的榜样和提醒。
And he gives us a very good model and reminder for every one of us who serve God.
但是我们进一步来说，
But to take it a step further,
保罗在这里为什么要为着以弗所的教会的祷告呢？
Why is Paul praying for the Ephesians?
为什么他需要这样子的来在神面前这样子的求呢？
Why is he making this request of God in this way?
除了对以弗所教会的关心，
Other than just caring or having concern for the Ephesians,
圣灵把这两个祷告放在我们面前，
He places these two prayers before us.
很肯定的，也同样的要让我们看见这个祷告的重要性。
It is also to show us the importance of these two prayers.
在这里保罗说因此，
And so the reason of these prayers,
这个因此这两个字，
And these two words or to pray,
这个词呢是个连接词。
It is a connection.
而从上文下理我们看见，
It gives us a context.
保罗所以这样的祷告，
The reason why Paul prays,
乃是因着他上面所交通的话而带进来这个祷告。
He says for this reason is because of what he has shared right before this prayer.
如果我们回头来看看保罗在前面所交通的话，
If you look back at the words that he just said in the beginning of chapter 1,
我们就看见在那里保罗让我们看见说，
We see what Paul says there.
我们在基督里得了神的恩惠。
Is that in Christ we have gained all wisdom.
我们得着了神在基督里各样属灵的福气。
We have received all the spiritual blessings.
并且我们得着这些属灵的恩典。
And we have received our spiritual grace.
乃是根据于神那永远的旨意。
It is according to the mystery of his will.
是因着神那永远的旨意而成就，而要做到我们身上来的。
And his will, his purpose is to become made into us.
就是因着有了这个的交通，
And because of this fellowship of Paul,
因着圣灵借着他把这个传到神儿女们的中间，
Because through the Holy Spirit he has given us these words among his people,
让他们来认识在神永远的旨意的里面，
So that they could come to know God's will,
神是如何把那属灵的祝福，
And how through the spiritual blessings,
神各样的那种的恩典,
and in His grace,
来赏赐给我们,
and all that He has given to us.
然后他就接下来他就为着神儿女们来祷告。
So then He can continue to pray for the saints.
换句话说，他的这个祷告乃是基于他前者的交通而来的。
In another words, this prayer follows what He just shared.
我们说，当保罗讲完了前面这些的话。
So after we look at the words that he just shared,
为什么他接着就有这样子的祷告呢?
How is it that he could have this prayer?
并不是保罗讲的不清楚了。
It's not that what he said is not clear.
并不是保罗所传讲的信息而不够仔细了。
It's not that in his message he was not detailed enough.
保罗所讲的的确是十分的那个明了了。
Yes, what he spoke actually is very clear.
我们听也都懂得了。
And when we hear it, we understand.
但是,
but,
保罗的祷告让我们看见什么?
In Paul's prayer, it allows us to see
属灵的事情
spiritual things
神永远旨意的事情
the things regarding God's eternal purpose
却并不是因着我们听了
it's not just because you've heard it
我们就能够进入了
then you can enter into it
我们就能够懂得了
then you understand it
圣经让我们的确看见什么
the Bible shows us
属灵的事情
in spiritual matters
关乎神旨意的事
in all the things that are regards to his eternal purpose
属血气的人
For those who are of flesh and blood,
属肉体的人,
all those who belong to the flesh,
乃是不会明白的,
we cannot understand.
并不是我们按照我们自己就能够懂得的,
it's not that according to ourselves we can understand.
保罗非常的清楚这一个的原则,
Paul understands this principle very well.
我们当然也应当了解,
and we also ought to understand.
我们都知道说很多时候我们听了一篇道,
Oftentimes after we hear a message,
我们看了一点属灵的书,
and we've read some spiritual books,
在我们以为我们都懂了,
we feel that we understand it,
我们都知道了,
and we know it.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and
sisters, 说实际的,
in reality,
按照我们所应当知道的,
according to what we ought to know,
还是不知道,
we still do
not know. 同意吗?
Do you agree?
虽然很多年轻人,
and there are many young people,
哎呀, 领会力很强,
and because they understand,
你今天科技的发达,
And because of technology,
很多资料一下子就拿回来了。
You are able to have many materials in front of you quickly.
你上了网络，很多东西你都能够聊，你都能够得着了。
You can gain much information on the web.
我们以为说
，So we think,
我们都知道了
，that we all know it.
哎，我们都懂了
，and that we understand.
甚至乎我能够讲了
，and that we can even speak it.
真知道吗
？Do you really know it?
真知道吗
？Do you really know it?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
差得远了
is a great difference.
我们看见在圣经的里面
we look in the Bible.
犹太人他们实在是蒙了神的恩典
the Jews, they had received God's grace.
哎呀，我们的主降生来到他们那一片的地土
Our Lord, when he was born, he was born in their midst.
他们非常的幸福能够亲眼的看见主
They were greatly blessed that they could see the Lord with their own eyes.
能够亲耳的看听见主
They could hear him with their own ears.
他们看见主所做的
And they saw what the Lord did.
也听见主所讲的
And they heard what he said.
但是他们明白了吗
But did they understand?
他们都明都懂了吗
Did they all really comprehend?
我们都知道说还差得远
We all know it was a great difference actually.
啊，主给他们讲了许许多多的道理
The Lord spoke many things
讲了许多的话
And said many things to them.
他们听是听见
Yes, they heard it.
却不明白
But they did not understand.
看是看见
They did see with their eyes.
却不晓得
But they did not know. Isn't that right?
这是很清楚的
This is very clear.
举个例子说当我们主在那里在他们中间行神迹
For example, when the Lord was performing a miracle among them
有一天许多人来到主的面前
One day many people came
before
him
他们听主讲道
And they heard him speak
到了晚上主就行了一个神迹
And at night the Lord performed a miracle
这是我们熟悉的故事
It's a story we're familiar with
主用五个饼两条鱼使得这一群的群众五千人都就吃饱
The Lord fed these 5,000 with five loaves and two fish so that
all were filled 实际上还不止五千人
And yes it wasn't just 5,000
主让这一群的百姓能够都就吃饱了
The Lord allowed this group of people to be filled and satisfied
哎呀那实在太好了
It was so good
因为听完道
Because after they heard the message,
就经历了那么一个神迹
and then they saw such a great miracle, and they were satisfied.
那么第二天他们又来找主了
And the second day they came to
find
the Lord again.
他们来的目的是什么
What was the reason for coming?
当然很清楚的
And it's very clear.
就是盼望再听完能够得着另外一次的免费的午餐
They wanted another free meal after hearing the message.
但是这一次我们的主就不再行这样子的神迹了
But this time the Lord did not perform the miracle.
圣经给我们看见主就给他们讲了篇非常的长而且很深的一篇的道理
The Lord gave them a very deep and very long message
这是记在约翰福音第六章的里面
And this is recorded in John chapter 6
就说你们不要为着不朽坏的食物来劳力
The Lord says you do not want to work for that which will pass away
要为着那这个存到永生的食物来劳力
Work for the eternal food that will not pass away.
就是说我的肉可以吃的，我的血可以喝的。
He said that my flesh can be eaten, my blood can be drank.
哎呀，主讲了这么一篇长的道。
After he spoke such a long
message, 这一些的百姓心里面就觉得很懊恼了。
The people thought this was very difficult.
怎么搞的
？What happened?
昨天的虽然我们不明白，但很快就变饼了。
Yesterday, even though we did not understand, very quickly he gave
us bread. 我们吃完就走掉了。
And we ate and we left.
那今天等到现在还不行神奇。
But today, even till this point, we still don't have a miracle.
而且还讲了那么长的道。
And he gives us such a long message.
一点都不懂。
And we don't understand it at all.
那结果许多人就跑掉了。
And so many people went away.
你看见说他们虽然很多时候主给他们讲话了。
And so, yes, we see that even though the Lord spoke often to them,
但是他们还是一点都不能够晓得
but still they did not understand.
一点都不知道
they did not know at all.
他们要什么
What did they want?
他们要的不过是主所做 他们有利益的东西
They only wanted what the Lord could do. They wanted extraneous things.
也就是主给他们讲比喻了
And so now the Lord gave them parables.
但是他们依然都不晓得
And yet they did not know.
你说这些的犹太人
So for these Jews,
他们的确是比我们蒙恩的多了
Yes, they received much more grace than us.
但是就是亲眼看见主了
But even if they saw him with their own eyes,
就是亲耳的听见
And heard him with their own ears,
他们依然是不懂得
Still they did not understand.
不要以为说这些百姓是如此
Don't think that just because these people were like that.
就是这些的跟随主非常贴近主的门徒
But look at the disciples who were that much more close to them.
也相差不远
They're not much different from the others.
是不是
Isn't
that so? 你还记得我们的主在那向群众说了一个比喻
Do you remember that he also gave a parable among the masses?
这个比喻很简单我们都懂
This parable is very simple. We all know
it. 其实说了并不是真的懂
And yet at the same time, we don't really know.
就说看了有一个人出去撒种。
That is, a person went out to sow seeds.
有撒在路旁的。
And there are seeds that fell upon the wayside.
有撒在土浅石头地上的。
And there went some that fell on the rocks.
有撒在荆棘这个棘泥里面的。
And some seed fell upon the thorns.
当然也有撒在好土里面的。
And there are some seeds that fell upon good soil.
就说这些撒在路边的是怎么样的结果
？So what is the result of those that fell on the road?
飞鸟来就把它吃掉了。
The birds came and ate it up.
撒在土浅石头地上的是什么结果
？For the seed that fell upon the rocks, what happened?
它们长得很快。
They grew very quickly.
但是没有根，很快也枯干了。
But because they did not have roots, they dried up and withered quickly.
那撒在这个荆棘泥里的呢
？What about those that fell among the thorns?
它们长是长了。
They grew, yes.
但是被缠绕住，也不能够好好的成长了。
But they were entangled by the thorns and could not grow well.
只有那撒在好土里面的
，Only the seeds that fell in good soil.
它才能够长出30, 60, or 100 times.
Those it was able to multiply 30, 60, 100 times.
讲了这个比喻。
After saying this parable,
很多的犹太人不懂得。
Many Jews did not understand.
那些门徒懂吗？
Did the disciples understand?
马可福音很清楚告诉我们说
In Mark, it tells us clearly.
到了没有人的时候
When there was no one around.
哎呀，他们就来到主的面前
The disciples came before the Lord.
就问主说，你讲这比喻是什么意思
And they said to the Lord, what is the reason or the meaning behind this parable?
刚才在很多人面前我们不好意思问
In front of the masses, they were embarrassed or ashamed. They couldn't ask.
他们可以不懂，我们跟随你总是不能表示不懂的
Because we are the ones that follow you, we could not show that we did not understand.
那现在趁着他们走了，请你把这个比喻的意思告诉我。
But now that the crowd has gone, please explain to us this parable.
还感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们主就把这个 比喻的意义告诉他们。
Our Lord explained and gave the meaning of this parable to them.
今天当然我们懂了。
Of course, today now we
understand. 我们懂也是因着门徒去问，把答案告诉我们。
We understand because the disciples asked the Lord, so now we have the answer.
要不然我们依然是不懂，对不对
？Otherwise, we still would not understand either, right?
你看见这些门徒们，他们的确也是一样的不懂。
And it was the same for the disciples. They could not understand.
不只在主所讲的一些比喻上他们不懂。
It's not just that the parables they did not understand.
就是在平常生活里面。
Even in normal daily life.
他们同样表现出来就是他们的确有许多不明白的地方。
In their behavior, we saw that we see many aspects where they did not understand.
你记得有一次主和门徒们一同上了船。
Remember one time when the disciples and the Lord, they went upon a boat.
也虽然匆忙，所以圣经说他们只带了一个饼
because they were in a hurry, they only had one loaf of bread.
他们就与主一同上船
and they went into the boat.
当船行的时候呢
and once the boat started,
主就给他们讲
the Lord said to them,
他说你们要防备法利赛人和西律的教
be warned, be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees.
这些门徒立刻就在那想
and so immediately the disciples thought,
哎，我都告诉你多带两个饼嘛。
I told you, we should have brought more bread.
你看现在主耶稣在那里告暗示我们这些人做事太个不小心了。
And now it's as if the Lord is, he's in doing practical things. He was not careful enough.
他的话一定是告诉我们说你们带的饼带的不足够。
It must be that the Lord's telling us we didn't bring enough bread.
这就是他们的心了。
That was in their heart.
但主怎么说呢
But what did the Lord say?
不，主耶稣的话当然完全不是因为他们没有带饼的缘故。
No, the Lord was not speaking because they did not bring enough bread.
所以主说你们的心啊，是为什么到现在那么愚顽呢
And so the Lord says, how is your heart still so foolish?
你们不记得吗
Do you not remember?
我用五个饼两条鱼使多少人吃饱啊
I with five loaves and two fish fed how many people?
我用几个饼用七个饼又使得多少人吃饱啊
And again another time, how many bread and fish should I feed so
many people? 并且剩下了多少啊
And how much was remaining afterwards?
你们不记得了吗
Do you not remember?
到现在也不明白
Even still now, do you not understand?
哎呀你就看见这些门徒啊
You see these disciples.
我常常喜欢用广东话说
And often I like to use
Cantonese. 实在是对于主实在是蒙叉叉的
And so to the Lord, they were just...too scattered or too
很多事情都是糊里糊涂的
they were too confused
都不明白
they did not understand
你就是看见说这些人虽然亲眼看见主亲耳听见主了
and they're so close to the Lord and intimate with him
不懂就是不懂
but still when they did not understand they didn't get it
的确是如此
brothers and sisters
属灵的事情
in spiritual matters
不是因着我们在外面有许多的本领有许多的学问我们就懂了
it's not that because you are very intelligent or you have studied much so you now understand
而不是我们知识很丰富了然后我们就懂得了
or it's because you are full of knowledge so now you understand
不没有这回事
there's no such thing
我记得在十九世纪的时候
I remember the 19th century
有两个人非常的好朋友
there were two people they were very
这两个人在社会上都有相当的那个知识和地位
and they had a high position in society
一个是当时英国的首相
One was a prime minister in England.
一个乃是当时的社会的改革者。
Another was a reformer in society.
也是一个政治家。
A politician.
这两个人非常好朋友。
These two people are good friends.
常常在一起谈论许多的大事情。
And oftentimes they would discuss great matters.
有一天，有一个非常有名的传道人到了英国。
And one day a very famous pastor or minister came to England.
所以这个政治家他就请这个首相他一同去听这个传道人讲的道。
So the politician asked the prime minister to go and listen to the preacher speak.
这个政治家这个社会的改革者他是非常爱主非常认识主的
so this politician this reformer he really loved the Lord
但是这个首相呢他是个挂名的基督徒
but the prime minister he was not a Christian
他一点对主都不认识
he had no idea about the Lord
他被邀请去听了这一个的传道人讲的道
he was invited to go hear the preacher speak
然后完了以后
afterwards
这个弟兄就问他的首相
The brother asked the prime minister.
他说你听得怎么样啊
How was it when you listened?
哦，这个人口才了得。
Oh, this person is very
eloquent. 讲的故事也很棒。
And the story is very good.
很精彩。
It was very good.
然后在那里听见什么吗？
But what did you really hear?
哎呀，说真的。
But in reality,
虽然他的确是很本事，讲得非常精彩。
Even though he spoke very well, very colorful.
但是我用尽我一切的精神去要领会。
But I used all of my energy to try to understand.
我还是不知道他在那里要讲什么。
I still don't know what he was talking about.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为他是如此。
Don't think what is going on with him.
许多时候我们也是如此。
We are the same as him.
我常常说，你听到最通常听见是什么呢？
And so I want to ask, what do you hear the most?
讲完一篇道以后，你回去你听见是什么？留下什么？
After you've heard a message and you go home, what remains? What did you hear?
刚才那个弟兄讲到好棒啊！
What that brother just shared was so good.
哪里呢？
In what?
哦，他讲的故事太棒了。
Oh, the stories are so good.
哦，那个故事讲得很精彩啊。
Oh, because the story was so colorful.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
你听的留下来是什么？
But what did you really remember?
常常都是那个故事。
It's just that story.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你就看见说，当我们来摸属灵的事情的时候。
Anytime you touch spiritual things.
我们常常以为知道。
We think or we assume we know.
却并非真知道。
But we don't really know.
我们以为我们懂得。
We think that we know.
却还相距甚远。
But we're still very far away from it.
我们以为我们头脑都知道了。
We think that in our head we all understand.
很多东西我们不止以为晓得并且能够讲了。
And not only do we think we know it, but we're able to speak about it.
并且讲得头头是道了。
And then you can speak well of it.
那我们就以为是我们的了。
And then we think we have attained it.
就以为是了。
That it is so.
弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
并非如此。
It's not necessarily.
可惜我们这些人呢。
Because for us,
常常却就是如此。
Oftentimes, that is our condition.
是不是啊?
Isn't that right?
哎呀，我们得着一点东西，看了一点东西。
We gained a little, we've seen a little bit.
我们就觉得说，哦，这个东西我懂了，我明白了。
And we say, oh, this thing, I've seen it, I've understand it.
哎呀，我们从年长的人那里听来的，我们就以为晓得了。
And because we've heard the elderly speak of it, now we think we understand it.
并且甚至乎有些时候我很羡慕那个人的时候，我们就非常专注要去效法他。
And because we admire after that person who explained it so well, we want to follow that person.
是不是这样子?
Isn't that right?
哎呀，我们常常都落在这种情形当中。
We often fall in that condition.
我听过这样子的一个故事。
I've heard this story before.
啊，当然是一个真的故事。
And yes, it's a true story.
因为是我老师告诉我的。
And my teacher has told me this.
当他在神学院的时候。
And when he was in school.
啊，他也听见。他也亲自经历这个事情。
And he himself experienced this.
就是当年在中国有非常有名的一个传道人贾跃明牧师。
At that time in China, there was a very famous preacher.
哎呀，他非常受钦佩。
And this person
讲到非常有能力。
Very eloquent, spoke great.
很多人都想效法他。
And many people wanted to follow that person.
不只上他的课得来这些圣经的知识。
And not only did they take their class, take the classes
that they had. 并且盼望能够像他一样得出非常的属灵的能力。
They wanted to have great spiritual power, just like
him. 所以上课的时候，大家都拼命在那做笔记。
So everybody was taking notes.
而且大家都留意说，哦，我们的老师。我们的传道人怎么样能够有那么样的属灵的能力
？And everybody said, "Oh, our teacher, our preacher, how is it that this person has such?"
大家都非常注意。
Everybody paid great attention.
终于有一天，他们找到秘诀。
Finally, one day they found the secret.
他们就发现说，他们的老师，我们的这位弟兄。
They said, "Our teacher, our this brother."
他每一次讲到的时候，总有一点很特别的。
Every time he preaches, there's something very special about it.
他们就发现说，这个一定是他的能力的秘诀。
And they said, this must be the secret of his power.
那是什么?
What was that?
就是每一次这位老师讲到的时候。
That is, every time this teacher preached.
他讲到一个地步。
When he spoke to such a point.
哎，他总是有一个声音发出来的。
There was always the sound that came out.
他讲到一个地步的时候。
He would speak to such a point.
他就。
He would make that noise.
然后就继续这样往下讲了。
And then he would continue.
然后就。
And then again the sound.
每一次讲到地步，总是有这样子一个声音的。
Every time he spoke to such a point, there was always the sound.
哎呀，大家就说，哦，原来这个就是得能力的秘诀了。
And so everybody said, oh, that must be the secret to gaining power.
原来每一次讲到能够得能力，就是上面吸一下。
Because every time to gain power, you have to suck some air, and then you get power.
所以呢，所有的学生要出去讲道，都学这个样子。
So all the students who went out to preach, they all followed in this manner.
你一看见他，都一定知道是贾玉明牧师的学生啊。
And so as soon as you heard this person speak, you knew they were a student of that teacher.
因为每一个人都同样的讲道。
Because everybody they spoke.
都每一堂道里面不知道多少句都是。
And you don't know how many times they were sucking in air during the message.
哎呀，终于有少数的学生，他们大概忍耐不住，也学不好了。
And then there were among them, there were a few who did not learn that very well.
所以就跑到老师那里去。
And they went to the teacher.
我想也是像门徒一样，趁着其他同学不在的时候一样。
Just like the disciples, because other disciples were not around.
哎呀，你为什么每一次讲道讲到地步都是这样子的呢？
And they asked the teacher, why is it that when you preach to such a point and then you breathe in like that?
你是不是这个就是你得能力的秘诀呢？
Is this a secret for you gaining power?
哎呀，我们弟兄就告诉他说。
And our brother said to these students,
年轻人。
Young people.
你们年轻还不懂得。
You're so young, you do not
understand. 大人，你像我这个年龄，你就知道了。
When you get to my age, then you'll know.
我老了。
I'm old.
我前面的牙齿常常会假牙常常会跌下来呀。
Because I have dentures, they often would fall down.
哎呀，我前面这几个假牙呢
？I have a few dentures in the front.
讲讲讲，它就松下来了。
After I speak for a while, they become loose.
我不好意思，每次用手把它推上去。
I'm too embarrassed to use my fingers to push up my dentures.
所以我只能用力把它吸上去。
So I must use some strength so I can suck them up again.
哦，终于那个秘密原来在这里呀、啊。
Finally, that was the secret.
那我们就以为说这个就是他的能力的秘诀了。
And we assume that that was the secret to him having power.
我们就以为说我们效法老师就是很属灵了。
We think that if we follow our teacher in such a way, then we can be spiritual too.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
很多年轻人都同样，对不对？
Many young people.
我们总是以为说，我们得着一个秘诀。
We think that once we have gained the secret.
我们不叫外面的知识。
And it's not just that outward knowledge.
我们效法别人。
We want to follow, imitate someone.
以为这就是属灵的路。
Thinking that this is the spiritual
way. 以为这就是属灵的实际。
Thinking that this is spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很多人都说我走路的时候啊。
Many people tell me when I walk,
哎呀，脚有点不是太好。
That my feet are not very good.
且常常弯腰。
Sometimes I slouch.
哎呀，脚怎么不好呢？我倒是自己没有发现。
And so the reason why my feet are not good, I don't know why.
弯腰呢，我倒是学回来的。
But to slouch, actually, I learned it.
哎呀，从前我们的年长弟兄啊。
In the past, my elderly brother.
哎呀，我们看见他非常羡慕，他非常属灵有能力啊。
Because he's very spiritual, very powerful.
他每一次这个上讲台啊，走路都是把圣经夹在这里的。
And every time he walked, he would always put his Bible.
而且头一定低低，腰一定弯弯的。
And he bowed his head and he had a slouch.
每一次都是这样子。
It was the same way.
我们对他非常敬佩。
And because we really respect him.
我们就说哦，传道人就是应该这个样子。
So we said that ministers are like this.
啊，传道人走路这样一定很骄傲。
Because if you have your head raised up, you must be very proud.
所以头一定低低的。
So you must lower your
head. 眼睛一定不敢看人。
And not to look
at people. 腰一定弯弯。
You must slouch.
我们讲得很高。
And because when we speak high.
所以他每一次站上去的时候啊。
So every time
一步一步走都弯弯走上去。
He goes up onto the podium, he slouches, he bends down.
那我们年轻人就说，哦，要学，要学。
So as young people, we said, we have to imitate, we must learn.
终于给我学到了。
And so finally, I learned it.
而且几乎不能回头了。
And now I can't unlearn it.
因为腰就弯掉了。
Because now my back is very arched.
属灵是没有学到。
And spiritual things I have not
learned. 现在变成要看医生。
And now I have to go see a doctor.
所以你就看见说，不要以为说属灵东西是效法来的。
So don't think that spiritual things you can imitate.
很可惜，我们从年幼就有这样子的错误。
Sadly, from our youth, we have that error.
不错，我们应当效法。
Yes, we ought to imitate.
保罗说：“你们要效法我。”
Paul says, "Imitate me."
但是，请你记得。
But please remember.
保罗说要效法我。
Paul says, "Imitate me."
因为我效法基督。
Because I imitate Christ.
换一句话说，他不是叫你效法他。
In another words, it's not to imitate.
效法他外面的事。
Not to imitate outward
things. 效法他生命里的事。
But imitate the life within him.
属灵方面的事。
The spiritual things.
他效法主的那方面。
He imitated Christ.
这是里面的问题。
It's a matter of the things inside.
但是要进入这属灵里面的实际。
But to enter into the spiritual reality.
却不是我们外面的知识。
It's not outward knowledge.
却不是我们自己的方法。
It's not our own ways.
这乃是圣灵的事。
It is the things of the Spirit.
这乃是神自己在我们身上所要做的工。
It is the work that God wants to do in us.
而我们的责任是什么？
Then what is our responsibility?
我们的责任乃是来到他的面前。
We are to come before him.
我们仰望他来开启我们。
Look to him to reveal to us.
来把我们带进这个实际的里面。
To bring us into reality.
这是我们的路。
That is our way.
所以你看到保罗讲的那么样的一篇的道。
So after Paul preaches such a message.
把那么重要的信息摆在神的儿女们面前。
And gives such an important message before the children of God. And then.
他就为着他们祷告。
For this reason, I pray for you.
这个是保罗祷告的原因。
This is the reason for Paul's prayer.
而他说因此。
And so he says, for this
reason. 他讲完了以后。
After he spoke,
他就为着他们在神面前屈膝。
He now is praying for them.
为着他们能进入这个启示。
For them to enter into this revelation.
他一次的祷告，再有一次的祷告。
He prays and prays again.
为着叫他们能够真的能够进入这个实际。
So that they can truly enter into this reality.
所以他有了这个的祷告。
So once he has his prayer.
因此，我既听从你们信从主耶稣。
For this reason, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. 亲爱众圣徒 Dear saints,
就为你们不住的感谢神
I do not cease giving thanks for you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是保罗祷告的原因
This is the reason for Paul's prayer.
而保罗说我听见你们信从主耶稣
Paul says, I have heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which you
have. 保罗的这句话
In this phrase,
在一面里面给我们看见说
On one hand, we see
这群的神的儿女们
this group of
他们在神的面前
before the Lord,
的确是蒙了恩典
they had received grace.
但是这句话
but in this phrase,
更是让我们看见说
we also
这些的人 他们在神面前的那种生命的表现
we see that their manifestation of their life.
这句话很多人读的时候
many people when reading
常常把它摆在那里只告诉我们说
they just place it aside and say,
保罗这个人谦卑
Paul is so humble.
就保罗离开了他们，虽然给他们关心。
Paul, even though he's left,
也同样看见他们在外面的那种的表现。
And he sees their behavior.
因为在这里说你们信从主耶稣。
Because here it says that you have faith in the Lord Jesus.
乃是指着保罗走了以后。
It speaks of because Paul has left.
他们传福音了。人数增加了
now they have preached the gospel,
所以保罗为着他们感谢神了
and so now Paul is thanking the Lord for them
但是不
but no
你再留意注意一下的时候
pay closer attention
我们不能说是保罗走了以后他们没有长进他们没有人数没有增加
you can't say that just because Paul has left their numbers have not increased
没有些人继续的相信主
and that there are people who continue to believe in the Lord
但是保罗在这里的话给我们看见说
but here Paul's words tell us
他们这群的神的儿女们
this group of children of God
他们蒙了恩典他们相信主了
they received grace and they believed
in the Lord 他们是怎么活在这个实际的当中的
how did they live in this reality
他们信从主耶稣
They had faith in the Lord Jesus.
不只是保罗在他们中间的时候
Not only when Paul was among them.
我们都晓得当福音传到以弗所的教会
We know that when the gospel was preached to the Ephesians.
保罗把福音传到他们那里的时候
And when Paul preached the gospel to
them. 的确圣灵做了非常的事情
Yes, the Holy Spirit did much work.
有许多的人他们离弃偶像归向神
Many people left the idols to follow the Lord.
以弗所书使徒行传19章给我们看见说
In Ephesians it shows us.
许多拜偶像的人，许多行邪术的人
，many people who were idolaters and heathens，
他们把许多关乎偶像的东西都堆在那里。
They put aside many of the idols。
单单焚烧那些行邪术的书，价钱就超过50,000。
They burned all the books that had to do with spiritism, and it cost a lot。
所以神的道在那大大的兴旺。
And so there we find that there was a great heart for the Lord。
这的确是一个非常壮观、非常美丽的事情。
We see that this was a beautiful scene。
并且当保罗离开了他们以后
and after Paul left the Ephesians,
当保罗赶着往耶路撒冷去
and when he was going towards Jerusalem,
在米利多找到这些的以弗所长老们来彼此相遇
and at Miletus when he found some of the elders from Ephesus,
提醒他们也劝勉他们
and reminding them, exhorting them,
给他们看见说必有凶暴的豺狼进到你们中间
and telling them that yes, wolves will come among you,
你们要为着群羊谨慎
and you need to be careful for the flock,
我相信这些长老们
we feel that for these
他们的确必定因着保罗的话
that through Paul's words,
在受到相当的提醒
that they were reminded again.
他们就殷勤地服侍神的教会
and so with greater fervor, they were
所以当保罗在监牢里面来写这封以弗所书的时候
and so when Paul was writing this letter in prison,
哎呀他就听见他们的光景
he heard of their condition.
他就为着他们感谢神
and he was thanking the Lord for them.
这种光景是一个什么样的光景
what type of condition was this?
如果你稍微注意一下的时候
if you are to pay attention,
你就发现说保罗在这里所讲的话
you would find that in his words,
那是说这些人信了主耶稣了
that these people, they did believe in
the Lord, 感谢神
we thank God.
他们并不是像我们今天常常发现的一种光景
it's not that they had a condition that we often have.
我们把福音传出去了
that once we share the gospel,
当然我们应该好好的传福音
of course we need to share the gospel well.
把福音传出去了
but after we share the gospel,
你看见说很多人举手了
a lot of people, we find
they raise their hands, 那我们就很感谢很高兴
we're very thankful, we're happy.
但是呢
but,
可能下个礼拜不见人了
After the following week, a lot of people are not there.
过一阵子，那个人连影子都没有了。
And after a while, even their shadows are not there.
你说不是已经表示了吗
？Can't you say that? Didn't you already
已经举手决志了吗
？You raised your hand.
怎么搞的呢
？What happened?
所以我常常喜欢讲这样子的话。
So oftentimes I like to say.
有很多时候我们听见有些人说。
We hear some people say,
Oh, 感谢赞美主
Oh, we thank and praise the Lord.
又多了多少的弟兄姐妹
We have now an increasing number of brothers and sisters.
我说慢一点
I say, slow down.
还有一段路可走
There's still a way to go.
这些人还不稳固的
These people are not consistent
还需要我们多方的在那里栽培
We need to,
是不是
continue to disciple them. Isn't that so?
很多年前我在香港举办一次很大型的布道会
Many years ago I organized a meeting in Hong Kong
3天过来了500人留下名字来
After 3 days 500 people left their names
但是呢
However
我不敢说这个名字留下来以后
I can't say that with these names that were left
这些人散去了
That after these people have
我们也把名单分到我们所认识的某一些地区的教会去了
and we gave these names to some of the different districts
没有人在他们中间记述的蒙恩典
nobody among the midst they received grace
但是就是我们自己所在的几个聚会
but for the several fellowships or the meetings that gathered together
这五百人留下来的名字
in these 500 names that were left
留在我们中间的
among us
十个手指都可以数得出来
you can countOn your 10 fingers, how many people were left?
你就看见。
So now you can see.
真正能够进入那个情形里面。
Those who can really enter into this
还有一段相当的距离。
There's still a ways to go.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
这群以弗所的弟兄姊妹。
This group of people.
保罗为着他们感谢的。
Paul thanked the Lord for
them. 那是因为他们不只是信了。
Because not only did they believe.
他们那是进入这个属灵的那个。实际里面
They have entered into spiritual reality.
在保罗在这里说他们信从主耶稣
Because here Paul says that they have faith in the Lord
原来的意思就是 说他们不止个人他们并且是非常的有亲身的那个体会
And it's not just to say individually they have faith but they really
那是在主这个信心里头的
That they were in the faith in the Lord Jesus
这是保罗为着他们欢喜的原因
This is the reason for Paul's praise
也就因着他们是这么一群人
Because they were this group of
people 保罗更为着他们不住的祷告
Paul prayed even more unceasingly
换句话说他们不只信了
In other words, it's not that they just believed.
他们的确是信进这个实际的里面去了。
They had believed into the reality.
他们不只表示了。
Not only did they show it.
他们呢是生活在信的实际的里头。
But they were living in the reality of the faith.
什么是他们信的实际
？What is the reality of the faith?
他们信从主耶稣。
They believed, had faith in the Lord Jesus.
这里让我们看见说。
And so we see.
这些的人的信。
This people
say 那是从他们开始进门的时候
that once they have entered through the door
他们就不只接受了认识了这位道成肉身来到地上成为他们救主的主
not only did they accept and believe into the Lord Jesus who became flesh for them
他们的生活更是以主为主
but in their daily life Jesus was Lord
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这是以弗所教会这群弟兄姊妹们
This is the condition of the group of
Jesus. 他们美丽的地方
What was so beautiful about them?
他们在神面前蒙恩的地方
In how they received grace from the Lord.
不是信了
It wasn't that they
那是真的信的信进去了
But they have really thoroughly believed into it.
所接受的这位主
So when they received the Lord.
不只是他们的救主
It wasn't just their Savior.
更是他们的主
It was their Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
对着我们今天蒙恩的人
For us who are saved
today. 我们信主了
You have believed in the Lord.
到底这位主在我们生命的当中他是怎么样的一位主呢
Who is this Lord among you?
他真是我们的主吗
Is he truly our Lord?
他真的掌管着我们整个生命吗
Is he in control of all our lives?
他真的支配着我们整个的生活吗
Does he control every aspect of our life?
恐怕多少时候我们说我们信主了
So many times perhaps we may say we believe in the Lord.
不错他是我们救主
Yes, he's our Savior.
但是他在我们生命的当中
But in our daily lives,
却一点主的地位都没有
Does he have any position of lordship?
他没有支配我们的生活
He is not in control of our lives.
他不过是我们在七天当中与他相遇一次的那一位
He's only a person that we meet once a week.
许多人不过就是礼拜天和主见面一下
Some people, they just meet the Lord Sunday morning.
其余的都与主无关
other days they have nothing to do with the Lord
但是保罗所传的福音
but the gospel that Paul preached
保罗在给我们看见这一群的弟兄姊妹们
and Paul shows us this group of saints
他们的信
in their faith
他们的蒙恩
the salvation
乃是真的进入这个属灵的实际的里面
they have entered into the reality of
乃是真实以主为主的一群人
that is they are a group of people where Lord is Lord brothers
and sisters 我们实在是非常惭愧
We are very ashamed.
当然我讲的是我自己。
And I am speaking of myself.
虽然蒙恩也许很多年了。
Even though I've been saved for many years.
但是我和主之间的关系到底是怎么样
But what is my condition before the Lord?
我到底是不是真的以主为主呢
Is the Lord truly Lord in my life?
在整个生活的里面。
In my entire life.
在许多所发生的事情当中。
In the many things that happen.
主是不是我生命的主呢
Is the Lord true?
他是不是能够掌管着我整个生活呢
Is he in control of my entire living?
当我遇这问题来的时候
When I'm still asking this question
他是不是我的主
Is he my Lord?
当我遇见这些困惑的时候
And when I enter the
problems 我是不是还以他为主呢
Is he still my Lord?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这就是我们的考验
This is our test
这就是我们属灵光景应有的一种的注意
This is what we need to pay attention to in regards to our spiritual condition.
不错，我们常常说我们口称耶稣为主。
Yes, often we can say with our lips, Jesus is Lord.
但是我们在我们生活的里面
，But in our daily lives,
我们的承认说
，We often
acknowledge, 许多时候，主的地位没有被显明。
Many times, Jesus does not have lordship.
我们遇见难处了
，When we encounter problems,
哎呀，我们就来到主的面前。
Then we come before the Lord.
主啊，你帮帮我们。
Lord, help me out.
我们平顺没有难处了。
And as soon as everything is smooth,
主啊，你让我自由一下。
Lord, give me some freedom.
是不是
？Isn't that right?
难怪我们常常有一句，姑且用这样子的话说。
No wonder, oftentimes we have this.
中国人说无事不登三宝殿，无事就不到殿庙殿里面去了。
And because there's no problem, we don't need to go into the store.
没有事情了，我们就不到主那里去。
Because we don't have anything to go, we don't have any problems, we don't
need to go
before the Lord.
因为你把主只是放在这样子一个的地位上面。
Have you just placed the Lord in that position in your life?
不过是我要你来。
Because I need you, then come.
我不要，对不起，你回去休息一下。
I don't need you, go back and rest.
主在我们生命的当中。
In our daily lives.
是不是真的是主
？Is he truly Lord?
这是以弗所教会的美丽。
This is the beautiful condition of the Ephesians.
保罗坐在监牢里面。
Paul in prison.
他听见这些神的儿女们。
And he heard this group of children.
他们呢维持在他们这个信仰的实际。
Because they remained in the reality of their faith.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这就叫保罗的心能够得到安慰。
This comforted Paul's heart.
这就叫保罗的心在神面前能够为着他们感谢神。
And so Paul was able to thank the Lord with his.
我相信没有一个神的仆人。
I do believe that not one,
God,
not one person who serves in the church will not hope for all God's children to be in this condition. In his faith, it was in that condition. And through the Lord, that he must be in our daily lives. And he must be in this position in our lives. Not only did they have faith in the Lord, but it also says that they loved all the saints. What does that mean?
简单说，这一群的人，
simply put, this group of
他们乃是在爱的里面。
They were in love.
不止他们相信主了，
not only did they have faith in
the Lord, 与主发生个人的关系，
and have personal relationship
with the Lord, 他们同时也是与圣徒们发生关系。
They had a relationship with all the saints.
他们乃是彼此的在爱的里头。
They loved one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道说，
brothers and sisters,
我们与神之间的关系，
we have to have a relationship with the Lord.
我们蒙了神，蒙了神恩典，
we have received of his grace.
不止我们认识他，
not only do we know him,
不止我们应当以他为主，
that he is Lord of our lives.
同时，
but at the same time,
我们也被带进一个横面的关系的当中。
We are brought into a very horizontal relationship.
我们乃是与众圣徒在一起。
We are together with all the saints.
我们乃是在圣徒的当中的。
We are among the saints.
而怎么在这个圣徒的当中来生活的？
How do we live among the saints?
乃是在爱的里面来生活。
We live in love.
这是很正确的。
This is a fact.
你记得我们主那一天遇见这些
That day when our Lord Jesus met the scribes,
他们来问主说，诫命中哪一条是最大的？
And they asked the Lord Jesus, what is the most important commandment?
主说要尽心、尽意、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
And he said to them, love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your mind.
接下去主就说，
And then the Lord said,
其次也一样。
And the same with all,
要什么？爱人如己。
And yet the greatest commandment is to love one another as
主说这是诫命中最重要。
This is the greatest commandment.
这个诫命是平衡的。
And this is a very balanced
one. 一面以神为神。
On one hand, God is God.
爱他。
Love him.
爱神。
Love God.
一面。
On the other hand,
那是爱众圣徒。
Love all the saints.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
可是今天，
Sadly today,
我们要么与神之间的关系，
because we're caring about a relationship with God,
搞不好了。
We're working on that.
只有我自己。
It's because it's
要么我非常的属灵。
Or perhaps I'm very
spiritual. 只有我与神。
And so it's me and God.
其他的对不起。
And everyone else, sorry.
我来到神的面前，我满心感谢他。
Before the Lord, and I'm
我看见弟兄姊妹们呢。
And then I see all brothers and sisters.
虽无过犯，虽然没有做错。
Even though nobody has done anything wrong.
但是对不起，我就是不喜欢。
But sorry, I just don't like you.
有没有？
Isn't that so?
哎呀，真的说来，弟兄姊妹们。
It's true, brothers and sisters.
彼此相处。
When we relate to one another.
难不难啊？
Isn't it hard?
难。
It's very hard.
对不对？
Right.
但是很稀奇，主救了我们，不是单单就马上上天堂。
But interestingly, after we are saved, we don't immediately go to heaven.
还是叫我们在一起。
We're still together.
这个在一起就可难了。
And being together is difficult.
多年前我看见一本书。
Many years ago,
这本书的名字不知道有没有人看过，叫《动物园的祈祷室》。动物园在动物园里面的祷告。
Many years ago, I read a book called The Prayer of Many Animals in the Zoo.
他就说我们这一群的圣徒啊。
It speaks of how this group of saints.
我们就像一群什么人在一起的呢
？What type of people are we when we get together?
我们就像一群猪。
We're just like pigs.
这群猪是身上都很多箭，
and,
还有尖尖的东西。
And we have many spikes that are coming out of us.
我们这群呢就是这样堆在一起的。
And we're just that group of animals together.
怎么样的呢？就是你也刺刺我，我也刺刺你。
How so? That is to say we are poking each other.
我们就是这么一群人。
That's the group of people we are.
同意吗，弟兄姊妹们
？Do you agree?
弟兄姊妹，我常常觉得说， 和弟兄姊妹相处啊。
I often feel that as we're relating to brothers and sisters, and as we're fellowshipping, 那顶
是不容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
很多人说，哎呀，我在公司跟我的朋友很好。
Often we would say, oh, I have a good relation with my friends at work.
哎呀，我在教会里面，我就是找不到我可以谈的人了。
But at church, I can't find anyone that I can get along with.
有些年轻人呢，以前有年轻人怪我们了。
And some young people in the past, they would blame us.
他说呢，在教会外面的男孩子都是非常 gentleman 的。
They would say, the boys that are not at church, they're all gentlemen.
在教会里面的男青年人都是木头木脑的。
But the young people at church, they're all wooden.
所以我找不到对象。
So I can't find my match.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
我们常常觉得和弟兄姊妹相处实在太难了。
It's so hard to get along with brothers and sisters.
不错，我们都活在自己里面。
Yes, we're all living in ourselves.
我们都在以自己性格这样的活。
We are all living within our own personalities.
虽然我们嘴巴里面都讲得很漂亮。
Even though with our lips we can say good sounding words, but in reality, we show off our true selves. When we relate to one another,
许许多多难的事情,
and when we have many problems,
但是主告诉我们,
but the Lord tells us,
如果我们爱神,
if we love God,
主的话告诉我们,
God's word tells us,
那就应当爱你的弟兄,
then we need to love our brothers.
如果我们说爱神,
if you say you love God,
却不爱我们所看得见的弟兄,
but you cannot not love the brother that you see,
是虚的话,
then this, these
这个话是不真实的话,
then these are lies and not true.
你我不只活在个人与神的关系,
if you are only living in your personal relationship with God,
你我也同样活在与众圣徒的关系的当中,
but you are not having a relationship with the saints among you,
这才是正常的,
then that ought
to be normal. 不管他的光景如何,
no matter what their condition,
不管他属灵情形怎样,
no matter what their spiritual condition is,
不管他的言语如何,
no matter what their language is,
他是你亲爱的弟兄,
that is your dear brother.
感谢神,
thank God.
以弗所的教会的美丽,
the beauty of
Ephesians, 能够叫保罗为他们欢喜的,
the reason why Paul rejoiced over them,
就是不只信从主耶稣,
it's not only because they have faith in the Lord,
并且亲爱众圣徒,
but they loved all the saints,
活在这个爱的里面,
and they lived in this love.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们停在这里,
if we stop here,
我们就已经觉得感谢主,
we can already say thank the Lord.
你想到以弗所的教会,
when you think about the church in Ephesus,
你把这两点放在他们身上,
and you place these
那你觉得说俯伏何求啊, 这么好的教会,
and you can say, oh, this is such a good church.
如果停在这里,
and remain there,
提到以弗所的教会,
when you talk about the Ephesians,
他们就是这样子一群的人,
and say that this is the group of people they were,
这样子的信从主耶稣,
they followed and had faith in the Lord,
亲爱众圣徒,
they loved all the saints.
哎呀，那的确是非常的羡慕,
can't you admire them?
如果人家问说,
and if somebody asks you,
你们在哪里聚会啊,
when you gather in their midst,
你把名字告诉他了,
and you give your name,
人家想着哦，你在修身 Christian Assembly 对吧？
and immediately they associate with Houston Christian Assembly.
一提到我们的时候呢，
as soon as you mention our name,
人家说哦哟，哦那聚会太属灵了。
and then people say,
这一群人怎么太好了？
that group, they're so spiritual, they're so good.
那感谢赞美主。
Then we can thank and praise the Lord, right?
我不知道是不是这样子。
Is that the condition? Is that the way it is?
何解释人家提到我们的时候，
we desire that when people mention us,
只能够敬而远之啊，啊，非常尊敬，但是距离很远。
You want to have people respect you, except that they're still a distance.
正常的基督徒生活，
but in the normal Christian life,
正常的教会生活，
in the normal church life,
总是每一个人与主发生关系。
As long as everyone has a relationship with the Lord, and at the same time have a relationship with all the saints, this is the normal church life. This is basic.
但是不能停留在这个基本的里面。
However, you cannot remain at the
这个是再基本再基本不过的故事。
You cannot get even more basic than that.
虽然你懂得很多的道理，
even though you can understand much,
但是在这个最基本的里头，
but in the very basics,
如果我们没有学好当学的功课，
if we haven't learned our lessons well,
那你又看见说在往前走的时候，
and you go take a step further,
那个属灵功课也就不能够被建立起来。
The spiritual lessons cannot be built up.
感谢神以弗所的教会，
we thank the Lord for the church in
Ephesus. 就在这个基本的 的点上面
that in their
他们实在显出了美丽的光景
they had a beautiful condition
叫保罗想到他们的时候
and every time Paul
那么为着他们不住的感谢神
he was praising God unceasingly for them
为着他们献上感恩
he was giving thanks for them
但是你说既然是这样子了
but even though they were like that
那保罗还为什么需要为他们祷告呢
why did Paul need to continue to pray for them then
是不说他们已经有了非常好的一种情形
yes they were already in a good condition
但是那个是基本
but those are
在属灵的认识上属灵的事情上面
in spiritual
永远没有停留在这个基本上
you never want to remain in the basics
所以保罗说因此我听见了
for this reason Paul says
为你们感谢了
I thank the Lord
也为你们不住的祷告
and I pray for
求我们主耶稣基督神荣耀的父
that the Lord Jesus Christ the Father of glory
智慧启示灵赏给你们
may give you a spirit of wisdom
使你们真知道他
in the knowledge of him
这是保罗为着他们的祷告
this is Paul's prayer for them
为什么有这样的祷告呢
why did he have
难道他们不知道吗
isn't that they didn't know
他们不是已经信从主耶稣了吗
didn't they already have faith in the
Lord 他们不是已经了解了吗
don't they already understand
为什么还要说他们要知道呢
why did he still pray that they need knowledge of him
这里的真知道
This true knowledge
那是不在基本的上面
is not in the foundation
那是在基本上面再往前
but it's above the foundations and even further
原来的意思是丰满的知道 完全的知道
a complete knowing
一个完全对神的认识
a complete knowing of God
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你我蒙恩信主了
after we have been saved
我们对于神有认识不从
yes we do know the Lord
但是永远不是在一个点面上
But it cannot forever remain on one aspect.
保罗所以有这样子一个祷告。
And so the reason why Paul had
this
prayer.
你如果看看保罗自己。
If you look at Paul,
你就看见他为什么这么关心弟兄姊妹。
Then you can see why he cared so much for the saints.
你读腓立比书的时候，你就看见。
When you see it in Philippians.
保罗虽然已经信主蒙恩多年了。
But Paul has believed in the Lord for so many years.
但是他说我不以为我已经得着了。
He says, I do not consider myself as having gained it.
我不以为我已经完全了。
That I have already attained to it.
我乃是忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑。
But I forget what lies behind and I press on forward toward the mark.
我乃是追求更多的主基督。
I press on to know him more.
我乃是追求更多认识他。
I press on to know him more.
来更多的经历他。
To experience him more.
这人看保罗已经太属灵了。
We find Paul is already too spiritual.
他已经能服侍那么多神的儿女了。
He's able to serve so many children of God.
有哪一个人像他那样属灵了
？Who is spiritual like Paul?
但是保罗说不。
But Paul says no.
我们的主是丰富的。
Our Lord is abundant.
我们神是荣耀的。
Our God is full of glory.
有哪一个人能够完全的认识他
？Who can fully know him?
有哪一个能够完全的知道他
？Who can completely know him?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
没有
no.
有哪一个人今天说我信主十年我已经对主相当的了解了
Who says I have believed in the Lord 10 years I know him well
没有
No
我们需要不断的认识
We need to continue to know him
不断的增长
Continue to grow
彼得告诉我们说
Peter tells us
我们需要丰丰富富的进入神的国
We need to richly enter into the kingdom of God
我们对于我们的神的认识到底停留在哪一个点面上面
So where are we in knowing him?
很多时候我们以为我们知道了
Oftentimes we think we know
但是保罗说还要更往前
But Paul says no press on forward
要真知道他
To truly
要对他完满的认识
To know him in his completeness
这就牵涉到我们在属灵上的追求
Especially in our spiritual pursuit
我们不要以为说我已经好了 有那么美丽的基础了
Do not think that oh I have such a good foundation already
我们就足够
So that's enough
我们不要以为说我能够告诉别人教导别人
Do not think that because you're able to teach and speak
我就足够了
So that's enough
没有这回事
There's no such thing
你我在每一天的里面
In every single day
需要学的功课
The lessons that we need to learn
乃是更多的知道
Is to know him more
真的知道
To truly know
完满的知道
A complete knowing
有一个对主的知识一个完满的知识
We need to have a complete knowledge
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是我们属灵生命当中的路
This is the way for our spiritual life
没有停留的
We never stay put
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是保罗为着他们祷告的原因
This is the reason Paul prayed for them
还有巴不得这是神的儿女们
He He prayed desperately that brothers and sisters would not only have the basics and know His will, but to enter into the reality of His abundance. So He prayed for them.
怎么祈求?
How did He pray? How could they enter into this condition?
那你说很简单嘛?
Then you said, oh, it's easy. That we have received this help from the day of our salvation.
好好读圣经,
to read the Bible.
好好祷告,
to pray.
好好聚会,
and to go to meetings.
哎, 好好学习,
and to have good daily pursuit.
这当然都对,
these are all right.
这当然都应当,
and yes, they're necessary.
一个不读经、不祷告、不聚会的信徒,
a saint that does not read the Bible or pray or go to meetings will never grow.
绝对不会,
will never have any true knowledge of Him.
你不要坐在那发梦说有一天天上启示给你看见我就属灵了。
Don't have a dream that one day God will reveal everything to you and you will become spiritual overnight.
因为你根本心完全不在主那里。
Because your heart is not even at where the Lord is.
但是能够真的知道更多的知道主。
But if you want to truly know Him, know Him more.
这里保罗给我们看见说,
Paul tells us,
除了我们的在神面前有了基本的一种的学习,
apart from the basics and the foundation,
那更重要的,
more importantly,
那是在他,
is on Him.
所以他说求我们神荣耀父,
and so He says, I pray that God, our glorious Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
赏给我们,
give it to us.
原文没有赐人两个字, 那是智慧和启示的灵,
to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
把那个智慧启示的灵给我们,
to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we may have the knowledge of Him. In other words, without the spirit of wisdom and revelation, we cannot enter through this door. That we cannot truly know Him. What is wisdom?
一面它是指做一种的知识,
wisdom, yes, on one hand is knowledge, but on another hand, that is to know the will within His heart.
换句话说,
in other words, Paul is telling us, how do we know Him?
乃是我们的神,
to know our God,
给我们那个晓得他里面那个旨意的知识,
we must have the knowledge of the wisdom, the will that is within His heart, so that we can come to know Him. That is Paul's prayer. But for God to bring us into this, we need to pursue.
但是在神, 保罗说, 这个智慧, 智慧的灵,
but this spirit of wisdom
也是个启示的灵,
is also the spirit of revelation.
换然是神把他自己启示给我们,
and that is God is to reveal Himself to us.
那我们就能够知道他,
so that we can come to know Him.
我们应当来到神的面前,
yes, we need to come before Him.
我们应当在那里与神来交通,
and we need to have fellowship with God.
一个人, 我刚才已经说了, 如果你不来到神的面前,
I just said, if you do not go before
你对神一点都不认识,
the Lord, then you cannot come to
是不是?
Know the Lord.
我们人与人之间的相处,
when we relate to one another,
在乎什么?
What does it 两个点, depend on? Two things.
一个点就来往,
one is that you have to have communication.
是不是? 哎呀, 如果我跟你从来不来往,
if that I never communicate with
我绝对不会认识你,
you, I'll never come to know you.
是不是?
Isn't that right?
我们常常来往,
but if we communicate
好了,
often, if I communicate with you often,
我能够真的知道你吗?
Then can I really come to know
也不见得,
you? Well, not necessarily.
当我跟你来往的时候,
when I communicate with
你,
you,
你或者我,
you and I,
愿不愿把我自己打开, 让对方来认识,
are we willing to open ourselves up for the other person to get to know each other?
有很多时候我们跟人说, 哎呀, 我认识他很多年了,
I can say, oh, I've known that person for many years.
他是我的邻舍, 他是我的 neighborhood.
They're my neighbor.
这是我的最早旁边的,
because we live next door.
多年了,
for so many years.
每天早晨出门都去遇见他,
every morning we meet each other.
每天上班常常和他一同坐车,
every day we take the same bus together.
认识他吗?
Do I know him?
知道, 知道他住在这么隔壁,
yes, yes, I know he lives next door.
知道他的名字,
I know his name.
知道他在哪里上班,
I know where he works.
知道他做什么工作,
I know what he does.
知道他吗?
But do you know him?
不,
no.
怎么知道?
How do you know a person?
那是他把他自己的故事更多告诉我,
is that he will tell his stories to you.
那我就对他多一点了解,
then I can understand him more.
如果永远就是点个头, hi,
if forever you just nod your head and say hi, good morning,
啊, 上班啊,
go to work,
坐车啊,
you sit on the bus,
吃饭啊,
you eat,
聚会啊,
go to the meeting,
来了,
and you came,
再见啊,
and goodbye.
知道吗
？Do you know that person？
没有
，No，
是不是？那是当他愿意打开了自己
，When that person is willing to open himself，
把他一点故事告诉我们了
，and tell you some stories，
哎呀，我们就了解。
Then we can come to understand。
我如果把自己打开来了
，If I open myself up，
我把我自己的东西告诉你了
，and I tell you some things，
你对我也就了解。
Then you can understand。
我们的神要我们认识他
，Our God wants us to know Him。
感谢神
，Thank God。
我们的神不只了解我们
，God not only understands us。
弟兄姊妹们，没有一个人了解我们像神了解我们那么了解。
Understands us like how God。
连我们自己都不了解我们自己。
Even we don't understand ourselves。
我常常有些人说，你知道我这个人就怎么样的啦
？Now sometimes
我这个人就是这样子的啦。
You know what type of person I am? I'm just like this。
讲的还快一点。
To speak of it,
你对你自己一点还不认识嘞。
Actually, you don't really know yourself.
谁能够认识我们
？Who can know us?
神认识我们。
God knows us.
只有他认识我们。
Only God knows us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
不止他认识我们。
Not only he knows us.
而且他要我们认识他。
He wants us to know him.
所以他主动的来叫我们认识他。
And so he voluntarily wants us to know.
加拉太书保罗说：“感谢神。”
And so.Paul says, thank God.
他把他儿子启示在我心里。
He has revealed his son in us.
如果神的儿子不来，我们就不认识神。
If God's son did not come, we could not know God.
人看见他就看见神。
But if you see him, you see God.
如果他不启示神自己给我们。
If he did not reveal God himself to us.
我们一点都没办法。
We would have no way.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他认识我们。
He knows us.
他也要我们认识他。
And he wants us to know him.
所以他主动的。
And so he actively, willingly,
来向我们打开。
Opened himself up to us.
但是话都讲回来。
But now in these words,
他愿意。
He's willing.
我不大喜欢。
I may not be so willing.
啊，不要追着我嘛！老是跟我讲你的事情干嘛
？Why are you constantly chasing me, telling me more
有没有这种
人啊、about
you?
Are there people like that?
好烦哦
！They're so annoying.
什么事情都要来跟我讲。
Everything they want to come and tell me. I'm not a trash can.
哎呀。所以你就觉得很烦恼啊
and so you find it so annoying
但是如果你他来讲了你就接受了
but if he speaks it and you accept it
哎呀感谢赞美主
and thank him for his word
你就能够彼此就认识起来
then you can come to know
你就得走了
then you've gained
我们神等着在那里
our God is waiting
我们神巴不得他把他自己更多启示给我
God desperately wants to reveal
更多的了解他
to, for us to understand
你读经的时候你看到许多圣徒们
When you are saved, you see there's so
many
saints.
神巴不得他把他的东西告诉人
了。God so much wants to tell himself to us.
你还记得创世纪第十八章
？And so in
哎呀，神与亚伯兰做朋友。
In Genesis chapter 18, God wanted to be friends with Abraham.
尤其非常羡慕的话。
And so there's this word that we admire.
当神要去做一件事情的时候。
That when he wanted to do something.
他要去灭所多玛和摩拉的时候。
When God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神说呢
？What did God say?
我的事。
The things that I'm about to do.
岂能瞒着亚伯拉罕呢
？Should I tell Abraham?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
如果神那对某某人呢、啊、
？If God knew this,
我的事岂能瞒着你呢
？How does this matter affect you?
那真是太好了。
If God tells us things, it's so.
你就看见亚伯拉罕和神做朋友。
We see that Abraham and God were friends.
他被神所认识
Not only was he known by God
并且神巴不得他认识他
But God wanted him to know him
神巴不得把他心向我们打开、啊、
God wanted to reveal his heart to him
可惜啊
Sadly
我们就缺了一个爱渴慕要的心
We lack a love, a desire, and a knowing heart after him
这正是保罗为着圣徒们祷告
This is why Paul prayed
也就是提醒我们说
To remind us
你要去得着
That in order to gain,
你要去认识
in order to know,
那在乎你我的心
it depends on our heart,
我要跟不要
whether you want it or not.
我有没有这个心
Do you have that
我祷告神说我要
Pray
我要看见
and ask God, I want it.
我要更多的认识你
I want to know you more.
我要更多的知道你是如何的一位
I want to know who you are.
那感谢神
We thank God.
他就向我们打开
And God will reveal himself.
这就是我们的路
This is our way.
你要的是什么
What do you want?
你来到神面前祷告你祷告什么
When you pray before God, what do you pray for?
当然我们应当祷告
Of course we ought to pray.
哎呀神的求你纪念我要买车
God remember me, I want to buy a car.
买个好车
I want to buy a good car.
不要一开车就坏掉
I don't want a car that breaks down so fast.
买个好房子
I want to buy a good house.
哎呀给我的 找到一个好的妻子
Give me a good wife.
哎呀，神啊，我有很多事情，请你帮帮忙。
Lord, please help me out in all these things.
就是缺了一点。
But we lack one thing.
神啊，我要更多认识你。
God, I want to know you more.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
当然，我们应当为着许多事情祷告。
Of course, we ought to pray for many things.
但是我们有没有一个的重要的点注意上
？But have we paid attention to the most important point?
我们要他。
We want him.
真知道他。
To truly know him.
真认识他。
To truly know him.
而不是在我们头脑。
And not just in the head.
乃是他把他自己启示在我们里面。
But that he has revealed himself in us. Brothers and sisters.
我想我们信主的人。
For us who are believers.
多多少少有这样子一点点的经历。
For many of us, we will have some experience.
当我们在那里亲近主的时候，
when we draw close to the
Lord, 当我们读圣经的时候，
and when we read the Bible,
读了又再读了，
we read and we read.
忽然有一天早晨，
and then all of a
sudden, 虽然这个话都读过了，
even though you've read this
before, 忽然之间这个早晨，
all of a sudden,
主这句话好像很活的就在里面产生一个能力。
This one passage is as if it becomes alive and it becomes power
to us. 好像在里面就给我们发亮了。
All of a sudden, it glows with light.
好像很新鲜，从来没有读过。
As if it's fresh, you've never read it before.
这句话就变成我的实际。
And then this passage
就变成我的句子，我来明白它。
It becomes part of you.
当然，往后主也把我们带进生活里面来学习它。
And then the Lord will bring you into daily living of.
那么对这个你就非常具体的。
And then this becomes.
你印象就很深了。
And then you have a deep impression of it.
你和主接触，你和主来往。
You and the Lord have a relationship.
当你来认识他的时候。
Once you come to know him,
你看见主，
and you have seen,
当主向我们打开，
because the Lord has revealed,
当我们在某一些事情上面，我们真的被带进是那个认识主的实际。
In a particular aspect, you have entered into that reality.
弟兄姊妹，你与神之间的关系就不一样。
And then your relationship with him is different.
这是保罗所关心以弗所的教会。
This is Paul's concern for the Ephesians.
他不盼望神的教会。
He does not want God's church
只停留在知识的里面
to remain in head knowledge
只停留在羡慕的状态
to in, just be in a condition of adoration 神
怜悯神的教会
but may God have mercy on his church
接着祷告求神向他们打开
that through prayer God will reveal to him that God's
children 都能够进入
may all enter
能够真的完满的丰富的认识神
that they may come to a full and complete knowledge of God
这是他的祷告
that is
当然往后
And then later
他在那里也告诉我们
he continues to say,
照明你们眼睛知道他恩召是何等的指望
that our eyes of our heart may be enlightened,
等等等等
etc.、
啊、这个今天早晨我们就不交通
and we cannot continue
但是有个重点
but the main
这是首要的重点
is that main point,
我们如果真知道他
if we truly know
后面的问题就跟上了
then all other problems will be
solved 如果我们真知道他
if we truly
你的问题就解决
Your problems will be solved.
如果我们真知道神了
if you truly know God, 弟兄
姊妹你就稳固了
then you will be firm.
今天我们处在这个荒谬的时代
we are living in a chaotic generation.
许多困扰的事情
there are many troubles.
许多不明了的事情
many things we do not understand.
能够帮助我们的
who can help us?
只有我们来到神的面前
so we come before God.
只有我们真认识神
so that we can truly know him.
真知道请你原谅我这样说
forgive me for saying.
不要以为我们信主多年
Don't think just because you believe for many years, and that you pursued already,
不要以为我已经追求了
and that you can already teach others,
不要以为我已经懂了
and that you have already attained,
没有这回事
There's no such thing.
我们乃是竭力忘记背后，竭力奔跑
We want to continue to press forward, forget what lies behind.
我们只有向着主有这样子一个的态度
When we have that attitude,
我要
we want to,
巴不得更多的知道
that we want to know more.
那我们感谢神
Then we thank God.
他要向保罗答应保罗的一样
then he will be just like when he answered
Paul 要把那更丰富的来赏赐
and give us that which is more abundant
但愿主帮助我们
may the Lord help us
让我们在神的话语里面
so that in God's word
彼此的勉励
that we could have mutual encouragement
今天早晨我们不是在这里讲道
here we're not just preaching this morning
我只是在这里彼此的劝
I just want to mutually encourage
我提醒我自己
I'm reminding myself
更多提醒我自己
More encouraging myself.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一同在主的话语上面。
So that brothers and sisters in God's word, we can learn together.
但愿主恩待我们。
May God have grace on us.
让我们。
So that.
因着他的话。
Through His words.
被激发。
That we would be spurred on.
有一个这样子的心活在神的面前。
So that we would have this heart and live
before Him. 这样，我们就在神面前能够更往前。
In such a way, we can move forward.
他要得着的，是这样子的人。
That is the person He wants to gain. He helps us. Let's pray.
感谢爱我们的主。
We thank our Lord who loves us.
虽然我们愚昧无知。
Though we are foolish and ignorant.
百般的亏欠。
And we have so many faults.
我们对于你此事不是是悟不悟。
And so often we do not understand you.
我们求主怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
让我们真实在属灵的上面。
So that in all spiritual things. That we have good foundation.
我们的确有生命的长进。
That we would also have the growth of life.
有对于更多的认识。
So that we may know you more.
能够真知道。
To truly know you.
更认识你。
To know you more.
主啊，求你拯救我们脱离外面的知识。
Lord, save us from the outward head knowledge.
而乃是进入这属灵的真实。
So that we can enter into spiritual reality.
求你除掉我们的骄傲。
Take away our pride.
乃是来我们谦卑来到你的面前。
So that we could humbly come before you.
能够向主说。
主啊，
你若不启示
，Lord, if you do not reveal,
那赐人智慧启示的灵不赏给我们
，if you do not give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
一无所知
，then we know nothing.
所以我们仰望你
，Lord, we look to you.
我们祈求你
，we ask of you.
给予我们那个智慧和启示的灵
，to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们实在的来知道
，so that we may practically know.
好，叫我们能够知道，如果处在这末了的时代
，so that while we live in this end, these end days,
来等候你的。
Know how to wait for your return.
奉主耶稣基督。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.